Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New market data on SMB IT spending and more information on that SolarWinds and Microsoft Intune integration. This is the Business of Tech. New data from Analysys Mason indicates that the pandemic is showing a drop in SMB's IT spending. And the biggest hit is software as a service and cloud collaboration, but with caveats. The channel collectively accounts for 91% of SMB spending on SaaS, Analysys Mason said. Year-on-year revenue growth for this key route-to-market category is expected to fall 3 to 5 percentage points in 2020, that is compared to the firm's previous forecast. However, even though SMBs will buy less SaaS because of COVID-19, Analysys Mason still expects the sector to grow by 12% this year. The fluctuation is attributed to organizations' furloughs and layoffs. The upside, taking all verticals into account, Analysys Mason sees hosters and MSPs in the channel growing their revenue the most. The firm says that's due to SMB's increasing needs for support and management. The research firm says overall collaboration spending, not just on cloud platforms, will drop by about $1 billion to $34 billion. That aligns with analysts' expectations that SMB spending on IT and communication solutions in general, quote, will fall significantly due to the COVID-19 pandemic, end quote. Analysts say the largest declines will come in 2020, and recovery will begin late next year and into early 2022. Ninja RMM has published some survey data too. While the majority of those polled are reporting more or even on monthly recurring revenue, 60% have lost clients, and 38% are reporting volume down when compared to March and April. Why do we care? I certainly don't want to fall into the trap of looking for data that backs up a worldview. That said, I don't believe this is out of line, nor an anomaly. The overall economy is down. There are going to be impacts, and it's best to plan for that. Forrester's Jay McBain has advised a 17% drop in MRR, and I've cautioned to plan for 30% in budgeting. I'm still cautioning to plan for 12 to 18 months of impact. This is clearly driven by individual industries too, so these aggregate numbers will not directly apply to you or all of your customers. Some will be worse, and some will be much better. Get close to your customers, understand their needs, and manage to pessimism. Those companies that operate lean and mean will survive and flourish. SolarWinds and Microsoft held a joint webinar today to provide further detail of their announced collaboration to integrate Intune into their MSP-focused products. A demo of what was presented showed the integrations. Of note, representatives from Microsoft indicated that the integration was built on the open APIs made available in the product, and that the uniqueness of the effort was the two companies' strong relationship. The companies anticipate availability of the integration late in the year. Why do we care? The only thing that is unique here, to quip, is we get along. Two statements. First, I'm impressed at SolarWinds' move here. They are ceding the security policy and management space owned by Intune in favor of partnering. They're actually integrating a superior technology and doing it at no cost to their customers. That's bolder than I would have anticipated. At the same time, it shows the writing is on the wall. Microsoft is the player you have to play with, and their play with Intune is a matter of time. Note, it manages not just iOS and Android, but Windows too. Let's also note that what they're building is something any tech firm could do. They're using open APIs to integrate their product into Intune and Microsoft 365. That's important. This isn't anything special that someone else couldn't do. I've been pro-Microsoft lately, and let me reiterate. In my mind, they're the obvious option to leverage right now to move a services business forward. As for vendors in the space, I'd have a Microsoft strategy in mind. You'll need it. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.